This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I've heard a lot these past 2 days about Michael Jackson as a musician and a man. But he wasn't just a remarkable singer and dancer. His screen work was also notable. His performance as the Scarecrow in The Wiz gained critical acclaim. Of course, there were the world-famous videos he did for Thriller, Billie Jean, and other hits. Spike Lee is among the famous directors who worked with Michael Jackson. Mr. Lee directed the video accompanying the song They Don't Care About Us for Mr. Jackson's His Story, Past, Present, and Future. We reached Spike Lee in France. He was on the phone traveling in a car. What was he like? What was Michael Jackson like?
He was a great guy. He was funny. I didn't really get to meet him till we worked together, but he had a great sense of humor, and his work ethic was legendary.
Yeah. He was really part of the creative process, too, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. I mean, Michael's not going to, he wasn't a person to sit back and let somebody else determine, you know. He liked input. But he would have the final say, and he had a great instinct, and he knew what was best for him. He knew what worked for him.
What did his, you and Michael Jackson are at least generational contemporaries, and of course you grew up in Brooklyn, famously, right outside of Manhattan. He grew up in Gary, right outside of Chicago. What did his work and life mean to you?
Oh, it meant everything, because I grew up with Michael. I grew up with Michael Jackson. I had a big afro just like Michael. And, you know, I wanted the girls to like me like that, like Michael. So it was, you know, I love the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Love Michael.
And I've got to ask you about the video, They Don't Care About Us. Really more like a short film.
Yes. Well, Michael was one who... He made many movies. He's the one that really revolutionized music videos. You know, that's another one of his legacies. He revolutionized videos. Before Michael Jackson, MTV refused to play African-American artists. And we must give credit to Walter Yenikoff, who went to MTV and said, if you don't play, I think it was Billie Jean, we are taking every artist on a label, snatching from MTV. And people forget about that, because back then, MTV was Lily White.
Mm-hmm. What do we learn from the career of Michael Jackson?
Well, number one, I think we learn once again that life is very fleeting, that you can't take it for granted. Michael was a world artist. He was beloved by the world. And I'm just happy to speak to you, because I'm here in France, and I've been watching, you know, CNN International and Sky Channel and BBC, and I'm really dismayed by the negative slant where people are, the media, I think there's a more gracious way to celebrate his life without talking about the other. I'm not saying that we should dismiss it, but let's emphasize the great artist he was, the great humanitarian he was, the great joy and love he brought to the world, his musicianship, his artistry, his work ethic. All of that. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate the music of Michael and the man. I was really, really happy, though, watching my brothers and sisters in Harlem outside of the Apollo Theater marquee dancing and singing the words and music of Michael.
Is there a song that's your favorite that means something special to you?
Oh, I love all the music, but in particular, you know, I love it all, but I really feel special for the stuff he did with the Jackson 5, I'll Be There, you know, all those great classics, the Jackson 5. Let me fill your heart with joy and laughter. Togetherness, girl, is all I'm after. Whenever you need me, I'll be there.
ABC?
ABC, we go down the list.
Yeah, and the best version of I'm Going Back to Indiana I ever heard.
Yes, I mean, it's a giant, giant loss. I did not go to sleep last night. I just kept, my eyes were glued to the TV and, you know, seeing images and it really got me. People talking about, you know, like they're experts. They don't know Michael. I mean, they were talking all types of stuff. They might have met the guy one time. You know, I think they should really had, for me, maybe they couldn't get him, but have the people who worked with Michael, who were there when he was in the studio creating, who was there when they rehearsed and doing the choreography. Let's talk about the work.
Do you mind telling us what did you learn from Michael Jackson close up that the other people are missing?
Work ethic. You know, I've been a lot of great athletes. Michael Jordan recently did a documentary on Kobe Bryant, and these guys are known for their work ethic. And as great as Michael was, and as great as Kobe is, Michael could give those guys a run for their money when it comes to work ethic.
And, Mr. Lee, what do you think Michael Jackson's going to be remembered for, 10 and...
Well, hopefully, it's going to be his music and his legacy. That's what I hope for. That's what I'm going to teach my children. That's what my children, my daughter's 14 and my son is 12. They know about the other stuff, but I want them to remember his music, to love and appreciate the music of Michael Jackson. That's his legacy, the music. And his three children. That's his legacy, I think.
Mr. Lee, I want to thank you so much for taking the time for us. I know a lot of people have been trying to get hold of you.
All right, thank you.
Speaking with us from France, Spike Lee.